All right, let's talk about crime and public drug use now. We started today's show talking about chronic repeat offenders being charged with crimes and then released over and over and over again. This victimizes the public repeatedly. A lot of this is due to drug addiction now. We've got decriminalized drug possession in British Columbia now. The only province to do it in Canada, 2.5 grams is the legal possession limit for heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, crystal meth. Now we see a surge in public drug use. I've got Carmen Dunn standing by to discuss. First, have a listen to this now. This is on yesterday's show. West Vancouver dad Mihai Ionescu, he told the story yesterday. He was at his daughter's soccer game on a school playground. He describes how he found a bunch of hypodermic needles. Have a listen.
It was pretty shocking. I hadn't seen that before in our community. And had a bunch of parents come and we cleaned it up. The biggest issue I had was that it came really much on the heels of these announcements. Decriminalization does not mean that, you know, this can be used in these sorts of areas. And the first thing I thought in my mind, well, here's an example of, you know, the problem with that kind of thinking.
Okay, let's discuss this now with my guest, Carmen Dunn. Carmen is a mom in New Westminster, and I think she's very bravely speaking out on this topic. Hi, Carmen. Thank you for coming on today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You bet. I appreciate it a lot. And let's talk a little bit about your story, because you moved to New West. I think you used to live in downtown Vancouver, right? And you moved to New West with your kids?
I used to live in Gastown.
Yeah, Gastown. Okay.
So right on the heels of the downtown east side. And then when I got pregnant, we wanted a safe neighborhood to raise our kids. So we moved out to New West.
Sure.
And the irony is I've had more issues since living in New West than when we were in Gastown.
Okay. I think that would be counterintuitive for a lot of people. You'd think if you'd be down in Gastown, there'd be more turmoil down there. But tell me some of the stuff that's happened to you in New West here.
Oh, God, I just have like a laundry list of stuff we've been through. Mm. You know, we bought our house in 2021, and within the first month, you know, our house was broken into. And then that morning I went out into my car and the seats were reclined, and I'm like, that's odd. And then I noticed there were candy wrappers that I don't eat. And then I saw the glove compartment was empty and put two and two together. I looked into the cup holder and found drug paraphernalia.
Oh.
And so I realized that people broke into my car and they did drugs. And, you know, the cops came and, you know, they did a really thorough investigation of everything. And then, you know, I remember the cop snapping on the rubber glove. And he's like, Carmen, are you familiar with fentanyl? And I'm like, why? And he's like, because if there's any traces of it on that baggie, it could be lethal. And, you know, at this moment, Mike, I just freaked out because this was, you know, near my children's car seats. And what would have happened if my toddlers had found it? You know, since then, our car has been broken into twice. I just have so much stuff that's been going on. So,
yeah,
I'll let you ask the questions.
How old are your kids?
They're 4 and 5 now. So they were 2 and 3 when we moved in. And it's just been nonstop crime issues, safety issues, and just general nuisances that are, you know, just adding to our daily stress of living here.
Yeah, and I can certainly understand how you'd be concerned with children of that age if there's any kind of fentanyl residue around in your vehicle. Were you able to, I'm glad that police officer told you that. Like, were you able, like, did you get like the vehicle like thoroughly cleaned out, right?
Well, that's what I was wondering. And then my brother-in-law actually works for the VPD. So I asked him and he's like, no, you'll be fine. Just take a Lysol wipe. But, you know, there was a moment of panic that went through me because now I'm paranoid about everything because we found needles on our front lawn. We find needles in, you know, the park by the home, by the farmer's market, by the church beside us. We're finding stuff everywhere. In the summer of 2021, we had a really big issue with there was a severe homeless camp beside my neighbor's house. And so every day we were dealing with, you know, men that are passed out, there's beer bottles, there's you know, drug use, there's crack pipes refining, you know, there's urine, there's public defecation, there's fights in the alley, we're hearing screams at night. And my neighbor was more stressed out about it because her grandchildren were looking out the window and finding this, and she was going down to City Hall and they weren't helping her. So she turned to Fraser Health and, you know, about the public defecation, like, can you help us with the feces? And they're like, no, we only deal with feces when it's on the inside of the building. But like, since then, we've had two dead bodies. Oh. And I was with my children, you know, Saturday morning, I'm walking them to the park and, you know, they're 2 and 3 at the time. And we found, you know, the dead body and he's covered with a white sheet. And I got visibly upset because I knew the guy, you know, the cops told me who it was. And, you know, when you have homeless people on your street, you kind of develop a relationship with them. You head nod when you pass them, you know?
Yeah.
And so I knew the guy that died. And then the next day his buddy died. But, you know, from there on, you know, our neighbors were all talking like, what do you think it was? And the only thing that makes sense is we think it was fentanyl because of just how fast it happened.
Sure.
But, you know, I've lost track of how many times I've had to call the cops because, you know, there's men with weapons in my back alley. Like I've found machetes, hatchets, random pieces of metal and wood. You know, they're usually walking, you know, doing sketchy stuff, pacing, you know, hiding them in the bush, you know, of the church beside us. I have regular drug users in my back alley right now. And this isn't like the 90s when there's kids smoking pot. Like this is Hastings level stuff that's going on in my back alley. And I'm watching it as I'm cooking out my, you know, the kitchen window. My children are watching it from their bedroom window. You know, and we're dealing with overdoses on our street. Like every, well, not every morning, but when I'm in the morning, when I'm walking my kids to daycare, you know, there was a time in the summer where it was on a weekly basis, you know, we were coming across bodies. And, you know, it's so often that you're having to do this mind chatter of, okay, do I drop the kids off first, then come back and deal with the person? Or do I call it in now? But if I do, I'm going to be on, you know, I'm going to be with dispatch for 10 minutes until the ambulance arrives. And then the kids are late and the teachers get mad at us, you know, because the kids, you know, arriving late disrupts the classroom. So it's this constant barrage of, I don't know what to do, right? It's starting to disrupt us on a weekly basis. And,
let me ask you this, Carmen, when you moved to New West from Gastown, I know you were hoping to raise your kids in a more peaceful, stable neighborhood, I presume, right? Was that part of the thinking in the move?
That was the goal.
Yeah. So did you know, like, when you decided to move there, were these problems evident at the time, or is this something that just shocked you later?
Completely shocked me.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And what is the status of that? Like, is there still a homeless camp in that area?
No. You know, it's sad to say, once those two guys died, the whole thing kind of died down itself. There are, you know, there'll be weeks where there's no one, and then all of a sudden there's 6 people on every corner, and I don't know the rhyme or reason, but that's not my issue anymore. Now it's really the constant overdoses. You know, my living room is flashing red many evenings, you know, because the fire truck and the ambulance are all outside. It's the drug use in my backyard, in the back alley, and it's the garbage that comes with it. Like, well, in the morning, there will be a spread of 2 to 3 meters of garbage of, you know, suitcases, plastic bins, broken umbrellas, clothes, food wrapping. And then so I have to go out, take pictures, send it into the city. And then it takes them anywhere from 2 to 5 business days to pick it up. And then like clockwork, the next day, that garbage will be back. So I think the garbage bothers me more just because it's, you know, a big nuisance. I have a tenant downstairs. It's right in front of his door. He has a young dog, and, you know, dogs like to get into stuff, and we're finding human feces there. There's needles out there. So it's just nulling at our quality of life. And I'm concerned for my children, like what they're being exposed to.
What part of, I don't want you to tell me precisely where you live, but what roughly where in New West is this happening?
We're right outside of Queens Park. So we're in Uptown.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you about, did you find that this escalated or got worse near the start of this year when drug possession was decriminalized in BC, or has it been bad all along, or did it seem to get worse after decrim?
Definitely worse this summer. So I don't know when the decriminalization happened, but this summer has been the worst for sure.
It kicked in January.
So like last winter? Yeah. So it was this summer is when we've got regular people there.
Yeah.
For sure it got worse. I don't remember having that many ODs before, maybe one every few months. Now it's sometimes on a weekly basis. It's monthly for sure. So that may be it, yeah.
Speaking to Carmen Dunn, Carmen is a concerned mom in New Westminster. Carmen, tell me about the public forum that you've been, you're helping organize here on these issues, which I think is great that you're doing that. Tell me about that.
So I brought my concerns up to two of the city councilors because they were the only two that would actually listen to me and actually had some compassion for what we're going through. And, you know, my mental health has taken, you know, I'm dealing with severe anxiety now, you know, when I'm home alone at night and my security lights flash on, you know, my body goes into fight or flight. I'm worried there's a man on my backyard again. Right. So I kind of got to the point where enough is enough. My neighbors were all upset about this. And so, you know, the city councilors I was talking to, they're like, okay, let's put a public forum together to, you know, no wrong questions can be asked to kind of figure out what we can do as a community to deal with this. Because, you know, it's not just me. Like, I've got lists of stories of what's happening. You know, two blocks away from me, a guy was robbed at gunpoint at 10 a.m. You know, so now I'm afraid to do my walks in the morning to get my steps in because I just never know. So hopefully with this town forum, you know, we're going to brainstorm some ideas. What do we think will help? Because I don't know what else to do at this point.
Well, I think you're doing the right thing by speaking out, and certainly trying to get a forum like this organized, I think is really commendable. And I want to thank you for your courage in speaking up on it. And thank you for coming on today. I'm sorry for the difficulty you and your family are going through here, but I certainly congratulate you for speaking out as bravely as you are. And I hope things improve for you and your family going forward. Thank you, Carmen.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Carmen Dunn. Carmen is a concerned mom in New Westminster. As you heard her describe the turmoil that's been going on in her neighborhood.